It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
And that's where he's headed, just a little bit right of it, but this ball appears to be hammered.
That's so far up there, and now, to be honest with you, it's in the right rough with the hole cut front right.
And no one's having more fun, Gary, than DeChambeau.
Yeah.
Did you see what he did? Both hands in the air as if to say, you wanted it,
did
you
it.
Got it.
Yep.
Bryson DeChambeau indeed has the Kings title at Bay Hill.
It's been quite a battle this whole entire time. You know, I don't even know what to say to win at Mr. Palmer's event. It is, it's going to make me cry.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
You didn't have to go too far down the card to find Bryson DeChambeau, so he gets a win. Maybe he's getting into form. You would certainly think so. And we are 31 days away from the Masters. That's a good thing, I think, for golf right now. That Bryson DeChambeau, he's got some attitude, some flair, strong opinions. And some people love him, some hate him. That is good for the sport overall. It's Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvat here on BetQL Daily. Thanks for listening to the BetQL Audio Network. Let's head out to Las Vegas and check in with our friend Chuck Esposito. He's a race and sportsbook director at Station Casinos. Follow them on Twitter at Station Casinos. Chuck, how was the result for the book with the Arnold Palmer Invitational over the weekend?
It was good, guys. First, it's good to be on with you. It was good. Anytime it's one of the guys that has a little bit lower odds, we're usually doing okay, although he's become a popular bet of late. But there seems to be so many young, talented golfers out there, guys, that, I mean, even looking at the odds for the Masters, I mean, there is a lot of value, I think, up and down the board. But overall, good decision for us.
Chuck, I've resisted for a while because he's played so poorly over the last couple of years, but it finally hit me on Saturday, and I'm too late to the party to jump in. But just there's something in my mind. It doesn't work like this with storylines in sports all the time. But boy, the way Jordan Spieth is playing right now, in the back of my mind, I've just convinced myself. I'm like, this guy with Tiger not playing and what he does at Augusta, he's winning the Masters.
Opened up, guys. He was around 45 to 50 to 1 is what we opened him up, and those odds have dropped dramatically. I think there's only one or two golfers that are actually, of course, DJ's one of them, that are lower than his current odds right now. But think about if you have a ticket at 45 or 50 to 1, pretty juicy and some value there. I know anything can happen, and we know how tough Augusta can be, but it's definitely some value there, boys.
Chuck, where else are you seeing value right now? You know, obviously we're getting excited for the Masters, but the Players Championship's coming up, and you know, you're looking at probably DJ 11-1 there, and then Bryson after the victory, probably around 12-1 for the Players Championship as well. And then I'm also really high on Jordan Spieth. Where are you seeing value, not only for the Masters, but for this coming weekend as well? Anything that you know, you've really noticed as far as some of these hot golfers right now?
Nothing has really jumped out as far as this weekend yet. I think, you know, when you look at the Masters, we've been making adjustments up and down. More so, it's guys that we're raising, that we're not seeing, you know, that quite that action yet. But it's going to pick up a lot, guys. I think really, you know, as we talked about, Spieth is the biggest drop on the board. Hovland has dropped somewhat. But there hasn't been like Harris English has dropped a little bit, but there hasn't been a huge dramatic drop out of any of the kind of like middle of the pack guys outside of Spieth yet. But I know that will change as we get, you know, closer and closer.
Chuck, I'd imagine that you weren't too pleased with the finish of the NBA All-Star game. I'm curious, is it close as far as the action and the total in the All-Star game versus the side, Team LeBron, Team Durant? Of course, it goes over. It doesn't matter what number you got, I believe, at every book, because the highest I was seeing was 319. Where'd you guys close?
Yeah, we opened it up a little bit under that. And it was not the optimum outcome with LeBron's team winning and it going over. It wasn't anything, you know, bad, but the guests definitely played the over in it. And you know, it was kind of one of the games toward the tail end of the night. But overall, yesterday was a pretty pretty good day across the board, and especially in college hoops.
Yeah, Chuck, sticking kind of with the NBA, now we get set for the second half of the season, which is going to begin on Thursday. Where's the money going, or where do you see the money right now as far as NBA futures? Is it mostly coming in the Brooklyn Nets, the Lakers still, even without Anthony Davis? Or what have you noticed?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we saw a little bit of a drop on the Jazz. They hit a little bit of a speed bump. The Sixers have been a popular team. I think it's some of those teams out west that they're looking at. I mean, you've seen the odds on the Suns drop dramatically. Now that you're kind of past that halfway point, you know, they're looking for value. And is there a team that maybe gets into that sixth, seventh, or eighth spot and maybe can make some noise? But, you know, the Celtics have played a little bit better of late after not playing well for a good 10-day stretch there. I mean, you saw their odds go from 10-1 all the way up to 20 or higher industry-wide. So maybe some value there. But Nets have been a team they backed since before the season. But really, Suns and Jazz, I think, are the two that the players have some tremendous value on, guys. They have the Jazz at 30-1 or higher. They're well below that now, as we know. And the Suns, you probably could have gotten at around 50-1 or higher before the season started.
Wow. With Chuck Esposito, race and sportsbook director at Station Casinos out in Las Vegas. Chuck, as far as the All-Star game last night, want to hit back on that for a second, because as we all know, rules are different state by state. Obviously, you could post the side and the total. Not an ideal finish for you on probably either of those, I would guess. But what else are you able to post? Because, you know, I'm here in Illinois and I'm just looking at the app, seeing what's available. And we were able to bet MVP, 3-point skills, dunk. And I saw some spots even now you can do how many are they going to hit in a row? Is it going to be over or under that? Are they going to hit one from the Mountain Dew? What is this guy going to do? Were you guys limited at all?
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We can be pretty creative on a lot of stuff, guys. It's changed over the years that we did have the 3-point up and had some props associated with it. But I think with everything, we've become a lot more creative. We submit everything to the Nevada State Gaming Control Board for approval. I mean, just think about something coming up is the NFL draft, where we used to not be able to book that. A few years ago, we dipped our toe in the water and had a few props up. Last year, we had about 20 up. And this year, we'll probably have about 50 different props up on the NFL draft. So we are able to be a little bit more liberal with this stuff again once we get approval. But overall, it's been great to be able to kind of expand and extend the wagering menu on isolated events like the All-Star Game.
Chuck, it's going to be nice to get both the conference tournaments and obviously March Madness back this year after what went down last year. ACC tournament begins tomorrow. We got some mid-majors going on right now. Any big conference tournament bets coming in or any futures coming in for the ACC? You know, I know that that bracket's out already. Anything that you've noticed there?
Yeah, I mean, I think just looking at it, guys, I mean, it's the competitive nature of it. I mean, you look at the SEC and, you know, there's five teams that are so bunched up there. And you look at the Pac-12 with four teams bunched up. But for me, I mean, nothing stands out more than the Big Ten. You look at the way that the Michigan State played yesterday, the way that they've kind of finished off the regular season. And you look at all those teams. I mean, oh, my God. I mean, the Big Ten, I think, tournament is going to be phenomenal. I think it's going to be fun to watch and exciting. And who knows what's going to happen the way that conference is played. The ACC is interesting as well. There's a lot of these conference tournaments now, guys, that I think are going to be really, really competitive. You might see some upsets, and it's great for us to have all these games on the championship week that are, you know, a lot of early start times, and it really kind of catapults us into next week when we get ready for the big dance.
Chuck, we've talked about it over the years. You're originally from the Chicago area, and just about how rabid the fan base is. If they have a winning team, they're going to bet their team no matter what. Are they doing the same thing with Illinois out there?
They are, guys. They are backing the Illini. I think you look at them, too, and they're the fourth choice. You know, Michigan, it's Michigan, Iowa, Ohio State, and then Illinois before Purdue, Whiskey, and Michigan State are the next three up. And, you know, there's tremendous value, I think, on Michigan State, of course, with Izzo and the way that they play. But they are backing Illinois somewhat. They've become kind of a popular bet of late. And, you know, I think, you know, you talk about a team that's, you know, a top five team, and they're a very dangerous team, and the public is backing them, starting to at least, both in the Big Ten and to win it all.
Chuck, are there any other teams that you've noticed getting a lot of action as far as outright winners for the national championship? Because everybody believes it's either going to be Gonzaga or Baylor, but, you know, Illinois is heating up. A couple of weeks ago, some people were high on Ohio State, but they've struggled a little bit. Who else have you seen some action coming in on?
Yeah, those are some of the teams, guys, where the odds have dropped a lot. Ohio State's one of them. Michigan, I mean, think about Michigan, too. I mean, I know that they struggle a little bit with Sparty, but, I mean, they were 60-1 at one point. Texas, you've seen their odds drop. Alabama has had a huge drop. Oklahoma, there's a lot of teams that you've seen kind of dramatic drops. Those are probably the teams that that have had the biggest drop. But, you know, it's really that team that starts playing well championship week and kind of has that swagger and confidence going into next week. I mean, last year it was the 17th was the day that we actually ceased taking wagers. So we're excited about the opportunity to have both championship week and of course, the NCAA tournament. Although all the games are in Indianapolis, it'll be a little bit different, especially with that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But it sure is good from our side of it to have the College Hoops tournament back.
With Chuck Esposito, Station Casinos. He's a race and sportsbook director at Station Casinos out in Las Vegas. This is BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat. And we checked in weekly. We usually check in with you weekly, but last week asked you about the action, the activity that you're getting. And we just had the announcement today that here in Chicago, Cubs and Sox fans will be able to go to games. Ryan is up in Milwaukee, same deal over there. So that's happening throughout much of Major League Baseball. How much has the tourism increased as we inch closer and closer to the tournament?
We're definitely seeing an increase in bookings, guys, and, you know, some of the smaller events that we can do still with the health and safety protocols in place and some restrictions. But you are seeing somewhat of an uptick. We're still, you know, having queue lines and making sure that every wagering window is cleaned after every transaction and following the 6-foot guidelines. But definitely an uptick. And it's just for us. I mean, the tournament had become such a big event out here. And, you know, if you can't be there live, I used to always say there's no better place to be in Vegas because you're rooting against the guy that maybe has a $10,000 bet or a $10 bet. And it's just the kind of the atmosphere in the room and the sounds from early in the day with 9 a.m. start times out here, they echo throughout the casino. And it really is contagious and creates quite the environment. And we're looking forward to some semblance of that this year and pretty excited about it.
Chuck, really quick, looking at some Major League Baseball, some win totals, some futures. Do you see any value? I know we're still about a month away from opening day, but we're getting excited here. There's going to be 30% capacity, 20% capacity, I should say, in Chicago at Wrigley Field. So we're getting excited for baseball season. Anything that we should be taking a look at? Any good value with Major League Baseball futures?
Well, I can tell you, but you know, just with the Chicago teams real quick, I mean, the odds are heading in opposite directions. I mean, the White Sox odds are dropping just about daily while the Cubs odds are going the other way. Kind of uncharacteristic that you see a White Sox team with, you know, a 90.5 win total and a Cub team with 78.5. That's been quite the opposite over the last few years. White Sox kind of remind me of that Cubs team that won it all. That maybe it's a little bit soon for them, but the public's backing them. You know, if they can get pitching to really kind of stabilize that team, I think they're going to score some runs. They're going to create some offense. They're pretty exciting. The Reds last year were a really popular team. You've seen their odds go kind of the other way. The Mets are a team that everybody's kind of backing too when you're looking for some value with what they did in the offseason, guys. Same with the Blue Jays.
Chuck, any bets on maybe from some sharper bettors on the pennant or World Series?
I think you see that early on. And I guess you would say that it would be the Blue Jays that you saw that on, you know, with the moves that they were making and the players that they had coming back, that you kind of saw a little bit of that going on. I mean, we're in an information era, guys, so we're on top of this as much as the guests are now. I mean, they're extremely educated. We're moving these every day and looking at it. I mean, I think the Padres with their moves, of course, their odds are extremely low now because of that. But I would say the two teams, again, really, you know, that maybe got some of that sharp action were both the Mets and Blue Jays.
All right, Chuck Esposito from Station Casinos at Station Casinos on Twitter, race and sportsbook director over there. Chuck, thank you so much for your time. And next time we talk, we're going to be talking about these matchups in the tournament. Can't wait.
Can't wait, guys. Thanks for having me on today. Always enjoy it. Enjoy the games, and we'll have some fun once it comes tournament time.
Absolutely. Chuck Esposito, make sure you visit him when you're out there in Vegas at Station Casinos. I'd imagine that a lot of people, especially those getting the vaccine, the millions that have so far, Horvat, they're like, all right, let's go. Time to go on vacation.
Yeah, Joe, the last 7 years, this will be the second year in a row that I haven't went to Vegas in March, but I always go for March Madness. Some people go for the Super Bowl. I prefer to go for the tournament, play a little poker the night before. It's the best atmosphere, man. I wish I could go.
Looking forward to checking in with the pro bettor Jason Weingarten next. He is very successful with MLB futures, so you're going to want to stick around. Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvat, you're locked into the BetQL Audio Network.